This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to give you a quick email that we got, Radio Alice, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com, Bryn at RadioAlice.com. To Jesus, I assume. I don't know. You can just send an email there. Hi, Sarah, Vinny, Brian, and Nicole. I'm sure it all.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Love you all. I first started listening when Vinny returned. I've been a dedicated listener ever since, listening mostly on podcast over the years, but now on the best working app I've ever used, radio.com.
Oh, no kidding.
She actually wrote that. It took a few years. But now my husband, David, is also hooked. He knows if I start a sentence with Sarah or Vinny said, he knows it could only mean you two.
All right.
I know it's been trying times for most of us. On top of a pandemic, my husband and I have been raising a brand new baby who is the same months old as the pandemic, though we feel lucky to have just missed the really difficult times in the hospital. Yesterday was our 8-year wedding anniversary. I had intended to text in, but our cat got sick and I had to rush him to the pet ER. He's okay now, but it turned an already not fun day for celebration into an even worse one. I wanted to thank David for being a wonderful father and partner. I wouldn't want to be living in these crazy times with anyone else. Together, we can joke and laugh our way through anything. We've only gotten better at riding the challenging waves of life, be it a little sleep deprived now. If you're able to read this, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Love, Rachel. So Rachel to David, happy anniversary. She's sorry that the cat got sick and she couldn't text on the actual day. But there you go. Way to keep it together for 8 years with a baby and a pandemic, and you know, good on you. And clearly, you're keeping your pets alive too. So that is
good,
fantastic.
Job.
Good news. All right, let's do the news.
Where's Rachel?
The Radio Alice Report.
She's emailing us right now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the aforementioned radio.com app. That's right. It works incredible. You're gonna love this thing. So get the app. Listen to radio on your phone. And if you wouldn't mind, just keep it on all the time.
We'd love that.
Every day.
Just turn it down. Never turn it off.
Right.
Not hurting anything.
Right. Thank you. By the way, you have an impressive chaunch. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much. I showed my rock chaunch to these guys. I picked it up on a beach in Maine. Mm-hmm. And there was no way I was putting that back down, baby. That's my paperweight.
Uh-huh.
Looks
See,
heavy.
It lays nice and flat. Unfortunately, the good side is face down. It's good. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. So let's.
You brought it up, man. I tried to.
No, I did bring it up, and I have questions, but I really never mind. Let's just. It seems like
there are no questions that I didn't answer already during the Q&A we did on the break. The answer is no to all of them. All of them.
It's never been. You didn't get
no!
curious even in your head. There was no mention of like, I wonder how that, if that.
Vinny, unlike you, what? I don't imagine cramming things everywhere. Like, just, you know, that's just not.
How dare you? Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh
no,
my God.
Not like you.
Look.
This is a rock. Stop it. It's from a dirty beach. I would never.
Okay.
I didn't even think about it. It never even occurred to me.
Right. Just
Never
keeping it to herself.
To
That's fine.
No,
you're allowed
not.
To have your secrets. Okay.
Not for
Thank
the year.
You.
Not
Good.
For the year.
Yes.
That's
let
all.
Me keep my secrets.
We get it,
yeah.
Sarah. We got you.
Yeah. We got mm-hmm. you. Right.
Oh, thank God someone understands me.
Uh huh.
Almost as well as I understand you.
Okay, so yes, when we first got together this morning, you know, the early break, we talked about the events of our day, and among them, I mean, as I listed them, I just thought, boy, I have nothing to bring to the air.
We are really stretching for things that happen in our life to be, you know,
horsey back rides, and I did a lot. I got a lot done. One of the things I did was I called my agent again after having mailed him mailed the company their cut of my wages, and I was like, look, I did mail them, you know that I've always been on time, and I don't know why that's not there. What are you guys doing? Are you on vacation? And they were like, no, we haven't seen it. So I usually mail something to Seattle where they are, and it gets there within days. And now it's been 2.5 weeks and it's still not there, and I just PayPal them the money, and now we'll just cancel the check. The point is, that situation brought up the fact that for some reason something's going on with the mail. And apparently it looks like the new leader over there, let me see who they appointed. I do have his name.
This is the Postmaster General.
The new Postmaster General. Apparently, Louis DeJoy has taken over the top job at the Postal Service. It looks like just recently, but they've eliminated overtime for hundreds of thousands of postal workers and orders that mail be kept until the next day. If you're not done, then you go home and you just do that the next time. So that's the reason that's one of the reasons we're dealing with this lack of quick service. You know, we're used to one thing and we're not getting that. So
when your 8 hours are over, you stop delivering. That's interesting. That is going to cause a bit of a backup.
So anyway, that is one of it's not in my head. It's happening out there, and they're going to bring him in to speak to this because we've got a huge election coming up. And it looks like it's going to be done by mail, or going to have to be done mostly by mail. And we're going to absolutely need the post office to deliver.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how this gets dealt with as the Postmaster General will answer for that come
like
this
somewhere
September.
In here, like, defund the police got mixed up with defund the post office. I don't know. Just, you know, there are some similar letters in there, but
Anyway,
seems
the hearings,
like right now we need that.
Right. The hearings are about exactly what I've just mentioned, which is there's mail delays. So everybody's seeing that. That's one of those things. I put something in the mail and it's not there weeks later. How's that possible? So anyway, that's something we're going to
give you a good. It doesn't give you a feeling of confidence, you know?
No, it's I mean, I absolutely just went, okay, well, I can't have stuff out there in the mail for weeks on end. Like kind of time that stuff based on past performances. So now I know. And PayPal works. It's fine. You know. You ever use PayPal? It's not.
I do.
It's super
I use
easy.
PayPal. I use Venmo. I use Apple Pay. And I use.
Oh my goodness.
And I use Bill Pay from
Wells
Fargo.
You have so much money.
I just have lots of ways to give it to people.
My God.
People, if only everyone would just agree on one way, then I'd just have the goddamn one way. But instead, this guy needs it paid this way, and this guy needs it paid this way, and this guy wants a check, and this guy wants cash.
Actually, it's funny. My dude did write me back when I said, hey, listen, I've gone through this process, and here's where I am, and he sent me the Venmo, and I said, no, you're going to have to send again because I don't Venmo. I PayPal. That's what I use. So how can I get PayPal? You know, I'm like,
to get it. That's what it comes down to. Someone is disgruntled whenever a new payment option becomes available. Like, no, I don't have that. I have this. Do you have this? No, I don't have that. Okay. One of us has to break down and either get what the other person has.
Right. Well, You want your money? Because I got PayPal. That's what you need to have if you want your money. Thank you. Anyway, moving right along. Beer. People love it. I think
they
it's
do.
America's drink. I mean, I maybe it one at one time it was milk, but beer has overtaken milk as America's beverage of choice. In fact, some people. Even your young boy is a connoisseur.
Oh, oh my God. He's going to be a beer sommelier, if that's a thing.
A new study found the most popular imported beer in every state, and I'm really surprised by what they found for
imports.
Every single state in our union, the result was one of these three beers.
Is it Heineken?
No.
Amstel Light?
No.
Stella Artois?
Nope.
Oh, then I give up. Newcastle.
No.
Corona? Corona's made by Budweiser. Corona's made by Budweiser. Owned by Budweiser. That doesn't count as an import.
Modelo.
I do like Modelo.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm surprised by that, but okay.
Actually, Guinness. I forgot all about Guinness. I should have said
Guinness is on the list as well. Those are the top three imported beers in every state of our union, Corona, Modelo, and Guinness. I didn't know Modelo had grown so popular. I'm very surprised to hear that. I, of course, haven't had a drink in over 16 years, so many changes have been made. Suddenly there's this White Claw thing. I don't know what that is. It doesn't matter. I don't want any of it. But I do know Corona. Yeah. I have had Modelo. And I have had Guinness. I just didn't know those would be the three most popular imports. Lower down on the list are the, you mentioned Heineken, Dos Equis, Mexican beer.
I just didn't know.
No, but Pacifico is.
Oh, I love Pacifico. Pacifico.
Skol, S-K-O-L, anybody?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Skol.
I never heard of it.
Although maybe I'm thinking of the dip.
Skol.
Yeah, but that's S K O A L, right? This I don't know what Skol is. I
S K O L is the beer they're talking about.
Where's that from?
It doesn't say. Tsingtao is, I believe.
Oh, Tsingtao
is that Thai beer?
I don't know what it. Where, I get it at the sushi place. I get a Tsingtao.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, Sapporo. Is that on there? I get a Sapporo, too. I like
nope.
that little crisp.
Carlsberg,
crisp little
Peroni, Mythos.
Tell us from Hong Kong.
Oh, Hong Kong.
Oh, all right. And Pacifico. Those are your most popular imported beers. I'm just shocked that there's not more German stuff on there. I'm really surprised at how much Mexican beer is on there. But all right. There you go, everybody. Which one of those would your boy endorse? Which one of those have you seen in his hand?
Well, a Modelo for sure. We have those.
Oh, all right.
Pacifico. I don't know. I've told you, he buys single beers from beer.com or whatever the hell it is. He gets like a case of every single one is different. And then he sits there with his friggin' notepad taking, the body, the freaking hoppiness, whatever. Foam. I don't know what he's measuring. The color, the clarity. Although they were all wheat beers last time, so.
Color and clarity. Sounds like diamonds. Yeah,
don't ask me. The cut.
This boy in his 20s. 21. This is
good for him,
his
though.
21st year. And he's
stuck at
beer.
The house. Yeah.
Speaking of, the Corona pandemic has upended most millennial and Gen Xers' financial independence as they feel like they were just about to launch. And suddenly they're pulled back home due to fact that they've either lost their job or what they do have
Gen Xers.
Doesn't pay the rent. They say, did I say Gen X? I meant Gen Z. They say millennials and Gen Z.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Did I say Gen X? I'm sorry.
I think so, but you might have said Gen. I thought you said Gen X, but
because
I feel like, boy, if you're moving back in with mom now. I know I'm one of the older Gen Xers, but Jesus.
No, I'm Gen X. That would be really weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, many of these kids or, young adults are calling this an absolute nightmare as they were really set to begin their life. There's the promise that is you go to school, you work hard, you get good grades, you get a job, and you get to work, and you move out and start life.
Yep.
And this has upended that. Well, guess what? Young people, I do feel your pain. This, though, has upended everything for everyone, so you are not alone.
A lot of people going through things they never thought they would. You just couldn't even fathom it. What? Lockdown?
I would
what?
Say be glad that you have a place to go back to.
Yes.
And that your parents or whatever family members, whatever unit you're able to go back to, still has enough money coming in that they can take you.
Yeah.
Because it would be just as likely for them to have lost their own jobs. And, you know, say something along the lines of, we can't afford you. You got to figure that out for yourself. Sorry.
Well, are you not going to eat any food or use the internet, are you? Because
those are rights. Sarah, don't you know that? Young people consider the internet a right. It's a right.
I didn't know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. What, the internet wasn't written into the Bill of Rights? It hasn't been? What?
They really should add that in. You have the right to, you know, free-flowing information, no matter how off-base or inaccurate it might be. Social media is your God-given right. You have the right to say mean things to anybody you want to under the cover
you
of
bet.
Anonymity. Yes.
408 says, people need to get their ballots, fill out immediately, and then drop them off at the polling station. If you have the ability to do it that way, that's the way to go. My husband and I will never trust the mail with something like that. And vote, 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 vote.
Yes, agreed. Vote, vote, vote is the message at the bottom line of all of this. Everyone, please vote. Please.
Oh, no wait, the skull is not from the USA. Oh, ignore me. Right, they were imports. That's the...
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mexican beers matter. No, I know that Mexican beer matters, but I'm surprised to see it have become so mainstream or have overtaken other imports. Yeah. Germany was always the sort of...
Yes.
The big import, right? I always thought anyway.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know any... Like, what's a specifically German beer? Like, they definitely are known
Heineken
for beer.
Heineken was, right?
Heineken's Amsterdam.
Oh, it is?
I think so. Isn't that Holland? Isn't it Dutch?
I don't know. I don't... I can't.
I don't know, though. Maybe it is. If it's German, then that's... What about Amstel Light? Where's that from? Amstel.
I don't know.
That sounds German.
Skol is Icelandic.
Heineken is Amsterdam, yeah.
Skol is Icelandic.
Amsterdam. Skol is Icelandic. Have you guys were there?
I didn't drink a lot while I was there.
What?
I don't remember having a drink at all.
Here's
sure
another
I did.
One, though, that says Skol is from Brazil. All right. Well, then clearly
okay.
We're not going to come to a consensus this break around.
Well, the number one import on your list is not an import anymore. I think Budweiser.
It's made
Corona.
In Mexico, though.
Oh, they still make it down there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. I guess that counts.
Oh, no. 510
We've outsourced
Sarah,
it. What?
Keep an eye on Riley. Drinking a lot of microbrews causes gout. It's a new disease in young people. Like, suddenly,
dun, dun,
all this
dun.
Microbrew is...
Why, what's happening in microbrews that isn't happening in, like, a regular beer?
I have no idea. I don't know. But, I mean, if anyone was going to get gout the way I drank beer as a young man... I should say high school boy.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have gotten it.
You protected yourself by drinking Bud, though, and Coors.
Yeah,
so
the cheapest
you're
stuff.
You're all right.
If
you could have afforded microbrews, I'm sure you'd have gout right now.
No,
obviously,
I was hey-mistering out in front of the Ralphs. Yeah. Hey, mister.
Anything.
Can you
Mickey's
get me some?
Mickey's Big Mouth.
Oh, God,
whatever.
So right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got some music news and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.